Today's daf is Shabbos daf Yud Beis, and we are 14 lines from the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amid Beis Tani Chada. So at the end of yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a Braisa which discussed a machloikis between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. The machloikis was regarding a professional that's carrying one of the kelim, one of the utensils that he needs in order for him to be able to do his job. He's carrying it in an unusual way, but for him, being that he's the professional, it's not unusual. So for example, a carpenter that has a ruler that's behind his ear, or a tailor that has a machat, that has a needle that's stuck into his clothing. The Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that being that this is the usual way of carrying for this particular person, it's considered hoitzah, kedarkoi, it's not considered a shinoi. As a result, it's chil Shabbos deiraisa. If he does it b'mezid, be'edim v'asra, he'd be chayiv skilo. If he does it b'mezid, but there were no edim, or there was no asra, he'd be chayiv karas. And if he did it b'shagig, he'd be chayiv achatas. Reb Meir argued, Reb Meir said that he's not going to be chayiv achatas. He wouldn't be chayiv skila, he wouldn't be chayiv karis. What he did is chil Shabbos, but chil Shabbos derabanan. And as a result, there would be no chiyuvim. Says the Gemara, Tani Chada, we don't in a braisa, lo yetzei hazav bekisoi. Azav is not allowed to go outside with his pouch. Now, azav is to a male what a zava is to a female, and that's a person that had some sort of omission. Something came out of his guf, oisei makay, it's not carry, but it's similar to carry. And the Torah says that if azav sees one ri'iyah, so he has to keep some laws of Toma. If he sees two re'iyos, not only is he Tomei, but he has to go 7 days, Shiva Nikiyim, without seeing any omission. If he sees three re'iyos, not only does he need Shiva Nikiyim, but at this point, when he completes his 7 days of Tahira, he would have to bring a carbon. Now, the Zav, for practical purposes, used to wear a kiss, a pouch of some sort, around his Oisei Makayim, so that if there was an omission, if he had a Re'iyah, he would know he had a Re'iyah. Another reason he would wear it was to make sure that his clothing didn't get dirty, didn't get soiled. If he is in a state right now where there are re'iyos, so obviously he wants to protect his clothing. So the question is, could the Zav wear this kiss on Shabbos, or could he not? Talking in a situation where he's in a Rishos HaRabim, where if he would carry something, Dalet Amos, he would be chayiv. What about this kiss as it relates to a Zav? So we have a steer between two braises. Tani Chada, one braise says, Le'itz HaZav B'kisei. Zav is not allowed to wear this pouch on Shabbos. V'im Yotzen, if he wore it, but he have it, Potter, Avaloser. Meaning it's an Issed Rabbanon, but there are no chiyuvim. There's no skila, there's no karis, there's no chatas. But Tanya Yidu, we're going to another braise, Le'itzei, that it's not okay for a Zav to go outside that way on Shabbos. V'im Yotzen. And if he does, chayiv chatas, at first glance, there would seem to be a stira. On the one hand, if a zav carries the kiss, it's considered hoitzah midei raisa. On the other hand, if the zav carries the kiss, it's not considered hoitzah midei raisa. Which one is it? We seem to have a stira between two braises. I'm Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, as a segue from the end of yesterday's daf, loy kasha, you can answer this question very simply. Ha Rab Meir, ha Rab Yehuda. The braisa that says that he's not chayiv midei raisa is going according to Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds that if somebody carries something in an unusual way, even if it's usual for this particular person, it's not hoitzah kedarkoi. As a result, he's not chayiv midei raisa. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda holds that if an umin carries something in the way that the umin carries it, you have your pencil behind your ear, that makes you chayiv, even though usually people don't carry pencils that way. But if you're a professional that needs your pencil and that's the cool way of carrying it, then you're going to do it. That's enough for it to be hoitzah midei raisa. So the zav that carries this kiss inside his God, then for him it's considered kedarkoi, and he's going to be chayv. But Amalei Abaya told Rav Yosef, I don't agree, because I think you're overstating Rav Meir's shita. Perhaps even the Shamalei the Rav Meir. When did Rav Meir say his halacha? B'midi the lav haino urche. All those halachas that Rav Meir mentioned in the Braisa, that if a person carries things in a certain way, he's going to be potter. Maybe that's because nobody carried it that way. Meaning, even for the professional, it was considered unusual. But b'midi dehayne yorche, but if somebody would carry something in a way where at the very least for the professional itself, it's considered orche, mishamale, maybe he would never have said that halacha. In other words, we thought that in the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, where the chayat has the machat that's tchuvah like the big day, or the nagar, the carpenter, has the ruler behind his ear, or the weaver has his thing behind his ear. We thought that the machloikis there between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda wasn't a machloikis in Metzias. It was more of a machloikis in Halacha. Most people don't carry things that way. This particular person does. So do you say that it's kedarkei for him, it's going to be a regular chil Shabbos? Or do you say it's a shinoi klapi everybody else? So it's not. But the Gemara say maybe that's not pshat of Rabbi Meir. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds if you carry something in a way that's considered kedarkei for you, that would be considered chil Shabbos deraisa. The reason in that price all those people are potter is maybe because nobody carried that way. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you. Because dilei teima ach, you're going to tell me that's not the case. El meyata hedyet shechokak kav bivikas b'shabbos. If a hedyet, someone that's not a professional, would carve out something from a piece of wood the size of a kav, are you going to tell me the Rav Meir, you're not going to be chayiv according to Rav Meir? I mean, this person is not a professional. He didn't do it in the most optimal way, but he did it in the best way that he knows how to do it. So you would think for sure, according to Rav Meir, you would be chayiv, even though what he did is not considered orche for everybody else. Meaning, you see, Rav Meir holds that if you do something that's orche for you, you're going to be chayiv. If that's the case, the zov should be chayiv for carrying the kiss. Rav Meir's shita is the chayit and the nagar and the weaver and all those people are potter. That's probably because it's not even considered orche for them. But for sure, Rav Meir's shita is if you carry something in a way that's considered the orche for you, you're going to be chayiv. So based on that, says the Gemara, you can't tell me that the way you reconcile the stira between these two brises, lo yetzei azov b'kisa evim yotza patra avalasar, lo yetzei azov b'kisa evim yotza chayv chattas, is one Rav Meir and one's Rabbi Yehuda, because says the Gemara, I believe that even according to Rav Meir, you're going to be chayv chattas. Elom Rav Amnunas, Rav Amnunas alei kasha, kam bezov bal shtei riyos, kam bezov bal shol v'shriyos. Maybe the way you reconcile the stira is, are we talking about a zov that already saw three riyos, or are we talking about a zov that only saw two riyos? Meaning, if the zov only saw two re'iyos, so now he needs to carry the kiss, because if he sees a third re'iyah, it's going to impact the halacha. How's it going to impact the halacha? Now he's going to have to bring a carbon. So it's necessary for him to go and carry this kiss from a halachic standpoint. As a result, if he carries it, it's going to be considered. It's going to be considered Aitzah Medeiraisa. If, however, he already saw three Re'iyos, at this point, he doesn't need anything. There's no halachic significance at this point from him carrying this kiss. As a result, that's not considered a necessary Aitzah. If it's not a necessary Aitzah, maybe there you're going to be Potter. But says the Gemara, I disagree. Because Maishna Zaval Shtei Re'iyos Dechayiv, why are you telling me that if Zav had two Re'iyos, he's Chayiv Dimibari Le'le B'diko? Because he needs to carry the kiss. Because what happens if he has another re'iyah? If he has another re'iyah, he has to know whether or not he'll have to bring a carbon. If a zav had three re'iyahs, it's necessary for him also to know if he has another re'iyah. Because he has shivanakiyim that he needs to observe now. So if he needs to observe now the shivanakiyim, it's important for him to know whether he's naki or whether he's not naki. But the Gemara says, that's not necessarily a taina, because you could say that maybe the braisa that says that the zav is going to be potter, it's not a necessary aitzah, is talking about where he had three re'iyos. Not only did he have three re'iyos, he had a re'iyah already that day. On Shabbos, he had his third re'iyah. So if he had his third re'iyah on Shabbos, right now, what's he carrying the kiss for? To make sure he doesn't see a third re'iyah? He already saw his third re'iyah. To make sure that he's clean today so it's going to count as one of the shivanakim, it already doesn't count as one of the shivanakim because he already had a re'iyah. So in such a case where it's not necessary for the zav to be carrying the kiss, that's where the halach is. You're going to be potter avalah. So where this haitzah is necessary for the halachic component of the zav, that's where it's haitzah mederais. Where it's not necessary, it's not haitzah mederais. But the Gemara says at the end of the day, even if he's a zav bal sholesh re'iyah, where he had a re'iyah that day already, so that day, mon of shachta doesn't count towards the shivanakiyah. He still, says the Gemara, needs to carry this kiss to make sure that he doesn't get dirty. So why is that? And not enough of a reason for it to be considered a real haitzah. That could be the reason that's not a taina is because the taina, the braisa, again, that says, lo yetzei azov b'kisoi, but if he does, he's potter avalasar, is talking about where he had three re'iyos already. The third re'iyah was on Shabbos, it's today. So today, manav shach is not part of a shivanakim. It's a necessary aitzah so that his clothing doesn't get dirty. We're going according to the Tana of the following Mishnah. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, and this Mishnah is a Mesechtes Machshirin hakoyfe kara lakoysol. So what's the basic halachos of Mesachtes Machshirin? In order for food to become tameh, the food first has to be wet. If food is not wet, it's not huchshel lekabel tuma. If it's not huchshel lekabel tuma, it cannot be tameh. So if one of the shmoyne shrotzim lands on a fruit, if the fruit wasn't huchshel lekabel tuma, by it being wet, it wouldn't be tameh. The most basic halacha in Mesechtes Machshirin is that the only time a liquid, a mashkin, makes food huchshel lekabel tuma is if one of two things happen. Either the bailim, the owner of the food, physically took the mashkin and put it on the food, or at the very least, if he didn't put it on it, he saw the mashkin go on the food, and he was nichale. It was something that he was okay with. If you can't check off one of those two boxes, the food is not huchshel lekabel tuma, and if it's not huchshel lekabel tuma, it has no way of becoming tummy. One additional chiddush that's negeya the Gemara is that when we say that the bailim has to be nichale for the mashkin touching the food in order for the food to become huchshel lekabel tuma, it's enough that the bailim was nichale with this mashkin on some level, even if he wasn't nichale for the mashkin to go on the food. It's a little counterintuitive. At first glance, it doesn't seem to be the basic laws of machshirin, but that's the way it is. So an example of this is, let's say it's raining outside, and the rainwater eventually ended up on the food. Did the food become huchshel lekabel tuma or not? So you'll say, if the person was happy with the rainwater falling from the heavens onto the food, then you'd say, yeah, then it would be huchshel lekabel tuma. You don't need that much. As long as he wanted the rainwater, he had buckets outside, he's collecting water, there's a run on water, and he wants it, so that's enough, because there's some level of nichale for him, so now it's going to be actually kabel tuma if the water ends up landing on the pears. It says the Gemara, the halach is, somebody had a wall, and it was raining on the wall. So what the person did was, he took a plate, and he turned the plate upside down. So the receptacle part of the plate was facing downwards. It was tzedek tzeveg. It wasn't the way that you would usually have the plate. So the halach is in mishvashu to the chakara. If the reason that he put the plate on top of the wall was because he wanted to wash the plate, so the halach is a reza b'chiyutan. That water is water now that was nichale. Why was it nichale? He wanted to wash his plate. So even though it wasn't nichale for it to go on the peiros, but on some level there was a nichale. So what's the halacha? If that water then goes on peiros, hareza b'chiyutan, the peiros is going to be huchshel lekabel tuma. But imish was shalei yulak ha-koysel, if the reason he put it there was simply shalei yulak ha-koysel, ain't b'chiyutan, then the halacha is it's not b'chiyutan. Because he never put the plate there because he wanted, or he just wanted to make sure the water doesn't go on the wall. He didn't want the water. He didn't want the water. That's precisely why he put the plate there. So what do you see from here? It's a weiter Zustand, what we would call. Why? Because what the Gemara is saying is that you see that if I do a Maisa, but the reason I'm doing this Maisa is not because I want the Maisa per se, but I'm doing this just to protect something else, that's not a Chashav Maisa. So if I put a Ka'ara in the rain to protect the wall, the fact that the plate got wet is not considered something that I was nicha to, even though I put the plate in the rain. It's because I only put it there to make sure that the wall wouldn't be contaminated. So if the Zav carries his kiss, if he doesn't want the kiss per se, he just wants to make sure that his clothing doesn't become tameh, so that shouldn't be an act of chshivos. If it's not an act of chshivos, it shouldn't constitute haitzah. So it's telling too, Haitzah to Machshirin, the Zav in Haitzah, so we're putting together three Miktsoyas and Shas that at first glance have nothing to do with each other, and the Gemara, based on that, is asking a question, but the Gemara says, the obvious answer, me, dummy, do the two have any shaykhs to each other? Hasam over there, like Kibaylu, the Hanimashkin Club. Hacha Kibaylu, the Haikis, the Kabulu Bezibin. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, in Mesechtes Machshirin, it's not a question, is it a Chashav a Maisa, or is it not a Chashav a Maisa? What's the question in Mesechtes Machshirin? Was it Nichale? Was it Loi Nichale? At the end of the day, you have no interest in this water. What do you mean? You put your pots out in the rain, and that's just to protect what's underneath it. But you really have no interest in the water. If you have no interest in the water, it's not Nichale, it's not Nichale, it's not Kiyutan. Mashenking over here, we want, at the end of the day, this Zav is carrying a kiss, and he's carrying a kiss for a reason. He's carrying it, says clothing shouldn't be tameh. We're not defining what his intention was, but defining, is this a maisa chashuva? Why shouldn't it be considered a maisa chashuva? And then the Gemara says, by the way, that if you want action zechayis, and you really like this tzushtel, I think that we didn't even shtel to the right mishnah. The tzushtel is not that mishnah mesachtes machshirim. The tzushtel is another mishnah. Holy damya, will say. I mean, the Gemara is saying, I don't think it's a tzushtel. But even if you want to go down the road and you want to make it a tzushtel, it's the wrong halacha. What if you have a bowl and the bowl wasn't upside down, but it was positioned in the proper way? and it was put out in the rain. So now the rain is being received by the bull. So the halach is ma'im hanitazin v'hanitzofin in a bechiyutan, in the event that water touches the bowl, but then lands on the side of the bowl, meaning it wasn't caught by the receptacle of the bowl. So that water, if it ends up going on peiros, doesn't have the ability to be machsher, the peiros to be mekabel tuma. But the shebesoicha, any water that's caught by the bowl, it's inside the bowl, it raises b'chiyutan, that would be b'chiyutan. What's the reason? Because even though maybe the person put that bowl to protect what's underneath it, but being that he created he put it in the right way, not like in the previous mission where he did it upside down. So at the very least, the bowl was able to receive what was landing inside of it. So at the end of the day, what goes inside is considered to be nichale, because why'd you put it in that way? You could have put it the other way if you had no interest in the water. So you see some level of nichale in the water, and that's enough for that water to be water that could be now machsha peres l'kabel tomasa. Tainus the Gemara, if that's the case. If anything, being that the kiss that the Zav is carrying is in a way where the kiss could receive any emission that's going to come out of the Zav, there's no question that the Zav should be chayev for haitza. So says the Gemara, if that's the case, we have strike two. Meaning we had a steer between two brises. A Zav, this is the complicated portion of the Daf. It's almost over. So if a Zav goes and he carries his kiss, the kiss is inside his beged, apparently Zavim used to wear these kissin, and the question is, if he wears it on Shabbos, is it Haitzah or not Haitzah? Everybody agrees it's Haitzah. The question is, Haitzah Medei Raisa, Haitzah Medei Rabbanon. One Raisa Medei Raisa, the Raisa Medei Rabbanon. So the Gemara had two attempts to reconcile the steer. The first time the Gemara said, like Kasha, one is Zav Bal Shteirius, one is Zav Bal Sholish Rius. But the Gemara knocked that out. Says the Gemara, maybe the pshat over here is that one is a Zav Bal Sholish Rius, or Bal Shtei Rios. The other one is talking about where he had Sholesh Rios. Not only did he have Sholesh Rios, his third Rios was on Shabbos. So at this point, the only significance of carrying would be to just determine and make, just so that his begotten don't get dirty, maybe carrying something to prevent something else from happening is not considered Aitzah, but the Gemara knocked that out as well. You want to know what the terrors to the steerer between these two brises are? Something that we're going to see many times throughout Masechta Shabbos. This is actually the age-old machloikis, not Masechtas Machshirin. This is a machloikis mineyubay in Masechta Shabbos. One of the most important machloikis is in Hilcha Shabbos, something that we're not really going to go into right now, but a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. That is a malacha she'in etzricha legufa. Is that a malacha de'raisa? You chayev for that, or you're not chayev? So what's a malacha she'in etzricha legufa? Reb Shimon has a chiddush in Hilcha Shabbos, and that is if a person does a malacha, he has intention to do the malacha, you could check off all the boxes. But the reason he did the malacha is not for the usual outcome of why people do this malacha. That would be enough for him not to be chayev. Now, there's many examples that just bring out the point. The one that's classic and that's the most related to the Gemara we're learning is a Mishnah later in the Masechta, where the Mishnah discusses a mace, Lo Yalenu, died, and this corpse is inside the house, and they had to remove the corpse out of the house. It's whatever, for whatever reason, they decided they have to take it out of the house. They did it on Shabbos. That's a problem. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbos. A live person, Chai Noisa Zatzma, but a mace, by definition, is not Noisa Zatzma, and as a result, there's Aitzah Medei Raisa. So if somebody would carry a mace from a Rishus HaYachet to a Rishus HaRabim on Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda says, Yichayev, why not? It's Aitzah 101. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's not Aitzah Medei Raisa. Why? Because what's the malach of Aitzah carrying? Why do people usually carry things? You take something from point A to point B because you want the thing that's in point A to be in point B. Right? You carry something with you because you want that thing to be to the place you're carrying it. Over here, you don't want the mace in point B. You just don't want it in point A. So it's a malacha, but it was ain't a tzricha legufa. You didn't want the usual chashiv outcome of this malacha. Here too says the Gemara that when the Zav goes and he carries this kiss, being that he's doing it, that his kelim shouldn't be tough. So we're dealing with a malacha she'en etzricha legufa, and according to Rabbi Shimon, a malacha she'en etzricha legufa, you're going to be potter. Zok the Gemara, tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, yoytzad metfilim b'erev Shabbos b'chashaycha. So even though we have all these halachas that the chayit's not allowed to wear his needle Erev Shabbos, and we had the lavlor can't go out with his kumas Erev Shabbos, but a yid is allowed with tefillin Erev Shabbos in chashecha. So today it sounds like a milsa d'loy shchicha. Who's going to be wearing tefillin Erev Shabbos in chashecha? But once upon a time, people wore tefillin the whole day. So if you wear tefillin all day, the question is, at what point do you take your tefillin on? It's machlokes in Shas where the Shabbos is zman tefillin. We pass in Shabbos is not zman tefillin. So now that it's samach chashecha, at what point do you have to take your tefillin on? So they taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael, a person's allowed to wear his tefillin Erev Shabbos. Imcha, you could wear mamash until Shabbos. My timer. Why aren't you worried that you're going to be wearing your tefillin on Shabbos? You're going to be carrying it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Because kibbutz amir rabbi barafuna chayiv adam lamashish tefillin kol shah b'shah. A person has an obligation to always touch his tefillin. That's what we do during davening, right? You kiss your shalyad and your shal roish several times during the course of davening. Why do we do that? We're observing this halacha. Chayiv adam lamashmesh b'tfilin kol shav v'shav. How do you know that? So Rabba bar Rav Huna said, kal v'chayim mitzitz. I know from the tzitz matzit, she'ni b'el askarachas, it sits that the Kohen Gadol wore had on it only one askar. It said, Kodesh l'Hashem. It said Hashem's one, his name one time on the tzitz. Amr Torah, v'ayah mitzchei tamid. It says in the Torah, v'ayah mitzchei tamid shle yasiach da'it mimenu. And we learn from there that the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to be mesiach das from the tzitz. Tefillin sheyesh ben askaris harbe. The tefillin which has many askaris of HaKadosh Baruch. How many times do you say Hashem's name in the tefillin? Again and again and again. Alachas kama v'kama. So certainly there's a halacha that you can't be mesiach das. Meaning, tefillin is asur v'hesach adas. So what? Hilkach mitchachalu. Being that it's asur v'hesach adas. So a person is always going to remember, if you're wearing tefillin, you're becheskas that you mekayim the halachas of tefillin. And that is, you never masich das from it. If you're not masich das from tefillin, there's no concern that you may end up carrying it on Shabbos. The tailor is allowed to be masich das from his needle, but the person wearing tefillin cannot be masich das from his tefillin. Chayiv odom lamashmesh b'tefillin kol shavashah. Now this statement, Omar Rabbi Barafuno, chayiv odom lamashmesh b'tefillin kol shavashah, is mentioned right here. It's also a Gemara, Masechtas Menachos, daf lamed vav amud beis. When we learned Masechtas Menachos, it's on the bottom of lamed vav amud beis. So in our shiurim, it was on daf lamed zayin. So we spoke at a whole maracha. We mentioned at the time that a lot of bar mitzvah pshetels start with this halacha. Chayiv odom lamashmesh b'tefillin kol shavashah. So we spoke out then a hashtag bar mitzvah pshatel, regardless ayin shom. For now, a little more on this. No, Tanya Chananya Oimer Chayev Adam Lemashmesh Bebigdoy Erev Shabbos and Chashaycha. A person has to, in general, check his clothing. Erev Shabbos and Chashaycha. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef heard this braisa. He said, Hilchasa Rabbasi L'Shabbos. This is a very, very important, a very critical halacha as it relates to Shabbos. The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, "Lo yifale es kelof." A person is not allowed to check his clothing for lice on Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah was on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We said Taisa says on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Really, this was supposed to be, it could have, would have, should have been the first Mishnah in the Masechta. And what did the Mishnah say? "Lo yetsed achayit b'machti samat chashecho shemo yishkach v'yetsed v'loy halav lo bekul masoy." Which is all related to the laws of Haitzah, which is why we had 7.5 dafin of Akira and Anacha, because Haitzah is a malacha gura, so we have to make sure that the Olam takes these two halachas seriously. Done. We just finished the Akira, Hanacha, Haitzah component of the first part of the Masechta. We're going to get back to it later in the Masechta, but for now, we're done. So the Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, V'lo yifales kalev, a person is not allowed to check his clothing for lice, V'lo yikra la'ar haner. Additionally, a person is not allowed to learn next to a lamp, says the Gemara, Ibailuhu. When it says lo yifales kelev, when it says a person not allowed to check his kelev, does it mean even by yom? Meaning you can't check your clothing for lice even during the day. Now, why would it be also to check your clothing for lice during the day? Because a louse is very vulnerable. And if you're checking your clothing for lice, a good chance you may inadvertently kill the louse, or maybe even bemazed, you're going to want to kill the louse, as we're going to see in a moment. So Shema Yari. And if that's the case, Rabbi Eliezer, it would mean that the time of the Mishnah is the great Rabbi Eliezer. Tanya will learn to the price. Om Rabbi Eliezer, Hoyre Kina B'Shabbos, Ki'ilu Hoyre Gomol. If somebody kills a Kina, a louse on Shabbos, Rabbi Eliezer was trying to make a point. A louse is a tiny little creature. It's Ka'ilu Gomol, which is a very large creature. I mean, there's no difference. You're chayiv for the melacha of killing. V'lo yikra la'ar haner. So is that additionally, you're not allowed to learn lo'ir haner shemayate. Oidilma travayo shemayate. Meaning, the question is, the Mishnah said lo yifales kelev, and then it said lo yikra la'ir haner shemayate. Is shemayate going back on the two things that the Mishnah said? On lo yikra la'ir haner and lo yifales kelev? Or is it only going back on lo yikra la'ir haner? Meaning, Shema Yata has nothing to do with Le'yafal Es Kelev. Why? Because Le'yafal Es Kelev is true even during the day, even when you're not using an iron air. What would be the problem? The problem is Shema Yari. You may go ahead and kill it. But if that's true, we're concerned you may kill the Gina, Hamani Rebbe Eliezer. We have to be going according to Rebbe Eliezer, because only Rebbe Eliezer holds you're not allowed to kill a Gina on Shabbos. Or only he holds that it's a Deiraisa. So it won't be Exer L'Exer. Rebbe Eliezer holds. Ha'hoire Kina B'Shabbos, Kilo Hoire Gomel. So again, Le'yafal is that only at night, Shema Yata, for the same reason you're not allowed to learn La'ir Haner? Or is that true even during the day? So the Gemara Gemara says that even though in the Mishnah itself it's not clear, Tashma, bring your raya from a brisa. Ein poilin, ve ein koirin lo'oiraner. It says, ein poilin, you're not allowed to check clothing for lice. Additionally, ve ein koirin lo'oiraner. But the Gemara says, what do you see in that brisa that you didn't see in the Mishnah? Mi'al lima mimas nisin. You can have the same ibayilu that we had in the Mishnah related to the brisa. The Gemara says, right, Tashma, bring your raya a different brisa. Ein poilin lo'oiraner, ve ein koirin lo'oiraner. Checkmate. In poilin lo oiraner, then koiran lo oiraner. So you see, the only time in poilin is a problem is if it's lo oiraner. Elu says the brayse min alochis sha'amru ba'aliyas Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garin. By the way, says the Gemara, these two alochis are from the halachas that was said in the attic of Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garin. We're going to see in tomorrow's daf of Netz Hashem that Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Garin was quarantined. He was in an attic. The Gemara talks about it, and that was the trigger to some of the most important halachos in the Torah Shabbat Peh, halachos the Rabbanon, known as the Yud Ches Dvarim. That's going to be the topic of the next few dafin. But for now, the Gemara just brings a braisa that's a snippet of the Yud Ches Dvarim. And ein poilin la'oiraner ve'ein koirin la'oiraner. We just need one thing. Shema mina de tarvayu shemayata shema mina. That ein koirin la'oiraner is obviously related to Shemayata, and in Poland is also only Loiraner, it's only Shemayata. Om Rav Yudah Mashmula, Afilu Lahavchin, Bein Bigdoy, LeBigdei Yishdoy. That it's also Osir, Loiraner. Now that we know Shemayafala is related to Loiraner, not only is it Osir to check a beged for lice, Loiraner, but it's also Osir to look at clothing very closely, la'oiraner. So you wake up in the morning, you want to get dressed, and you're not sure, is it your beged or your wife's beged? So you would go, la'oiraner. So it's aser, la'oiraner, to look at your clothing, la'havchin, bein bigdai le'bigdai yishay. Oh, my Rava, so Rava said, this halacha is lo'yamarin elo le'bnei mechuzah. This is only true for the people that lived in mechuzah. Rava was the Rav in mechuzah. People in mechuzah were very wealthy. The Gemara says different things throughout Shas about the bnei mechuzah. They were best at a mention, in short. And Rava said, the bnei mechuzah, they used to wear clothing that was similar to women's clothing. So over there, it would be usher to check lo'oiraner because it's too similar. And there's a chash, shemayata. You may not be able to see, even lo'oiraner. That's the whole concern of shemayata. Aval d'bnei chakam, yasa, meida yadi. But the people that live in the rural areas, those people, they worked out in the field. They were blue collar. You don't have to worry. Their clothing looked very different than the clothing that the women used to wear. Then the Gemara continues. Rava said, even the bnei mechuzah, nami lo'yamar el deskenois. This was only for the older people, older couples. That's when the clothing would match up. Aval d'yaladeis made the idea. The younger women, their clothing looked different than the men's clothing. And as a result, there's no such issue of not looking at the clothing la'oiraner. It sounds like a man and a woman are allowed to wear clothing that are similar. I mean, so similar that you have to have a halacha that you're not allowed to look at clothing la'oiraner shemayata to make sure what? If not to make sure if the tie matches your suit, to make sure if it's your clothing or if it's your wife's clothing. Now, the truth is, at first glance, it seems not so simple because we know there's a halacha of la'yulbash. A man's not allowed to wear woman's clothing. A woman's not allowed to wear man's clothing. So, okay, it's not a kasha. But just to bring out the point, there's a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim that Memtes Amud Beis. The Gemara talks about the poverty of Rabbi Yehuda, the great Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Loi, was very, very poor. The Gemara says he was so poor that he had one beged. He had one beged, the visu de Rabbi Yehuda Nafkis, Noctas Arma, she bought wool, of this glima de Hutfi. And him, Rabbi Yehuda, and his wife, the Rebbetzin, they used to share this beged. Kad Nafkis Lashuka, Michse Be. Kad Nafik, Rabbi Yehuda, Litzluye, have a Michse Yumatzli. So when his wife would go outside, she would wear the beged. And when he would go outside, he would wear the beged. And the Gemara says, Kad Michse Be. When Rabbi Yehuda would put on this one beged that he owned, that he shared with his wife, have a Mevarich, he would make a bracha. Baruch Ato Hashem, Alikeinu Malach Olam. She'otani me'il. He used to give Hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'otani me'il that he has a beged. Says the Marashal, why is the Gemara telling us this story? I mean, it brings out the anius of Rabbi Yehuda, but what's the point? Says the Marashal, this is very important. It's coming to teach us the Ashmi'ina Nahalacha, that even though this was a beged that was roi for Rabbi Yehuda to wear, and it was roi for Rabbi Yehuda's wife to wear, so you would think this beged is dead on arrival. How could you wear a beged like this? Because Mamanav Shach was a befitting for Rabbi Yehuda, then it's a beged of an isha, his wife can't wear it. If it's befitting for his wife, then it's a beged isha, then he can't wear it. So Dr. Marsha Vaistois, that the only time there's an isha lay silbash is if the beged is uniquely for a man and uniquely for a woman. But a beged that can go either way, either a man can wear it or a woman can wear it, then they're both allowed to wear it. There would have been, I have a mina, says the Marsha, that maybe that's a problem, Kamash Malan, that it's really not a problem. So if this is not an issue, certainly in our Gemara, what we're learning is not going to be an issue either. Tanu Rabbanan, ein poilin b'shus harabim, a person should not check clothing for lice in the Rishon Sarabim. Why? Mipnei HaKavod. It's not covered for the Rabbim. Ki Yitzvah Yomer Rabbi Yehuda Vamid Lorab Nechem Yoein Oysen Apik Toizim Rishon Sarabim. If a person needs to vomit, he shouldn't do a Rishon Sarabim either. Why not? Again, Mipnei HaKavod. It's not nice. Tan Rabbanim Mephalas Kelov. If somebody is checking his clothing for lice, Moi Lo Vazark. So we're talking about on Shabbos. What he should do or what he can do is he's allowed to roll the louse between his fingers, Vizorik, and then throw it away. Meaning, what's the chash? You would think maybe you're going to kill it, and you're not allowed to kill it. According to Beliezis, Kahiru Gamal, according to Chachamim, it's not an Issa Deraisa, but still wrong. It's still an Issa Derabanan. So you would think that maybe it's not okay. You're allowed to be Ma'ub. But actually, just make sure you don't kill it. Abishol says, Noit of a Zoyrik. No, you shouldn't roll it. Take it, Zoyrik. Ubivachla Yimla. Just make sure that you don't roll it. Amar Rav Huna said, Halacha Moyla of a Zoyrik. You could be Ma'ub. It's okay. Da'afila Bachal. You can do it even during the week. Rabba Mikatalu. Rabba would kill the louse. Now this is interesting because Ritzicha and Rabba comes up in Shas. Come Rabba Shachtel Rav Zera. And there's a famous Chuvas Chassam Soifer where the Chassam Soifer says that the Gemara says Chai Vinish Lipsume Bepurai Adelo Yada. And then the Gemara says there was a Maisa Choya Kachay Rabba and Rav Zera. They private suit this Purim together. Come Rabba Vishachte Lirab Zera. So says the Chassam Soifer, if you would ask me, I think the Gemara said a halacha, then brought a story to prove that the halacha is not really true. Yet, it's gone down for eternity. Chayav Adam Lepsume Bepuraya Adelayada. Everybody gets drunk on Purim, right? So, what do you mean? If Rabba killed Rab Zera, so the Chassam Soifer says, based on the Gemara and then the Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says that anybody that was born, Bemazel Madim, anyone that was born under the Mazel of Madim, he's going to be one of three things. Either he's going to be a butcher, he's going to be a reitzeach, or he's going to be a mayel, meaning mazel madin, blood. He's going to like blood. And being that he's going to like blood, so maybe a doctor, but the point is, he's going to like blood to the point that this is someone that's going to end up, mazel madin is associated with blood. So the Gemara says that Rabba said, was learning with Abaya, and they were learning this halacha, and Rabba told Abaya, he says, what do you mean, I was born with mazel madin, and Abaya told his Rebbe Rabba, that's right, that's why the Rebbe is also someone that's involved with blood. Now, where do you find that Rabba was involved with Rabba, blood? Says the Chassam Soifer, it's a Gemara, come Rabba, Shachtel Rabba Zeir. So he says, the reason Chazal didn't want to learn from Rabba that it's not okay, lipsume bepuraya, what do you mean, look at what happened to Rabba. Rabba was different, because Rabba was born with mazel madin. See, it can't be rayas from Rabba. But here's another Gemara, where Rabba was mekatalo, he killed the louse. Rav Sheshes Mekatel, Rav Sheshes would do the same thing. Rava Shadu Lul Kanya Demai. Rava would take the lice and he would throw it into a bucket of water. Amalu Rav Nachman Labonse. Rav Nachman told his daughters, there's a lot of Gemaras about the daughters of Rav Nachman. Rav Chizda's daughters, Rav Nachman's daughters. We have a Meshachach in the beginning of Parshas Tazria that we've spoken about in the past. But Ketulin, so Rav Nachman told his daughters, kill the lice. Vashmi'in only color this anvasi. And I want to hear the voice. I want to hear the lice die. Because they're my enemies, and I want to experience the death of the lice. Tanya. Reb Shimon Allah Zayim again, more on the topic of lice. Ain't Hargan Samachal Shabbos. You're not allowed to kill a louse on Shabbos if you're Beishamai. Ubisil Matirin. Beisil says you're allowed to. So it's interesting. In the previous Gemara, it's Machloikis Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim, killing lice on Shabbos. And in this price, it's Machloikis Beishamai and Beisil. Reb Eliezer, of course, was Mitalmide Beishamai. So this is all Beishamai Lashitasai. You're not allowed to make shidduchim on Shabbos. You're also not allowed to make an arrangement for a child to learn yeshiva or lalam dayumnis. Can't do these things on Shabbos. There's no nichem avelim on Shabbos. No bikacholim on Shabbos. Divi Beishamai, Beisul Matirin. Beisul says it's okay. According to Beishamai, these things are aser. According to Beisul, we pass them like Beisul. These things are mutter. Tanu Rabbanan. Nicholas, so we just mentioned Biker Cholim on Shabbos. Why? Because it's in the same price as killing lice on Shabbos. Why are we talking about killing lice? Because the Mishnah said that you're not allowed to check a beggar for lice on Shabbos. The Mishnah wasn't clear, but the price clarified that it's Lo'or Haner. So we go from checking for lice to if someone kills a louse, what is it? To Biker Cholim on Shabbos. And that's the digression until the end of the daf. Ta'anu Rabbanan. Nichlas Vakas HaCholim. If someone goes to be Mevaka HaCholim on Shabbos, Oymer, you should say as follows. Shabbos he mi lizoik. Urefua kroiva lover. Rameo says he should say a different nosach. He should say Yechoyla Hisha Terachen. What does that mean? Shabbos itself, you should tell the Chayla, can have Rachmanis on you. Shabbos itself could heal you. Rabbi Yehuda says, you should say, Amokim Yirachim Alecha, Va'al Chayla Yisrael. Rabbi Yosiyim, you should say, Amokim Yirachim Alecha, Besoich Chayla Yisrael. You should mention the other Chaylam as well. Shevna, Ishi Rishalayim, he had the following custom. When he would enter the house, Omer, he would say, Shalom. Ubi Yitziyasim, when he would leave, Omer, he would say, Shabbos Yimilizok, Uruf. Rest in peace. Says the Gemara, if somebody has a chayla in his house, you shouldn't just daven for the chayla, but you should daven for all the chayla Yisrael. Come on, Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yosi was one of the many nuschayis that the Gemara brought on what you should say on Shabbos. And what did he say? So you see, there's an idea of including the other chaylim as well, even though you're davening for one particular chayla, but you should mention all the chaylim. For Amr Rab Chanina, Rab Chanina said, "Bekoishi hitiru lenachem avin levaka chaylim Shabbos." Meaning, it's machloek b'sham b'sul. If you're allowed to be menachem avu, you're allowed to be mevaka chaylim on Shabbos. B'sul says you can. We pass like b'sul, but it's bekoishi hitiru. Rashi says, "Mepnesha mitzar," because he end up being bitzar, which, by the way, is the reason why we don't daven for chaylim on Shabbos. The reason we don't daven for chaylim on Shabbos is because of tzar. So you're going to be mevaka chaylim. That too is going to lead to tzar. But that is mutter. Bekoishi hitiru. It's mutter midei reisa, and the Chamim said it's okay as well. Bekoishi hitiru lenachim aveilu vakachin l'mashabas. Omer Rabbi Bar Bar Chanuk. Yavaz lina masri de Rabbi Lozor l'shulim esficho. When I used to follow Rabbi Lozor, he was going to be mevakachoylo. Zimnin omer, sometimes he would say, hamokoyim yifkotcho l'sholoyim. May Hashem remember you l'sholoyim. Vizimnin omer, sometimes he would say, rachmono yitkarinoch l'shlom. May Hashem remember you l'sholoyim. Now it's the same thing. What's the difference between the two nuschos? One was in Lashon Kodesh, the other one was Belashon Aramish. Lashon Kodesh, Hamakim Yifkad Cholosholim. The next nusach was Aramaic, not Hamakim, but Rachmana, not Yifkadcha, Yitkarinach, not Lusholim, Lusholim. It's the same exact thing. Sometimes he would say it Belashon Kodesh, sometimes he would say it Aramaic. How is he allowed to do that? From Rabbi Yehuda said, "Loi l'man Yisrael, the Masorach of Belashon Aram." A person should never daven in Aramaic. From Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing, and he added, he said, "Kol Hashoyl Tzrach of Belashon Aram." Anyone that davens in Aramaic, the Malachi Asharis and Skokim Loi. The Malachi Asharis are not Niskokim Loi, meaning they're not going to pay attention to his tefillah. Because when a person davens, the Malachi Asharis, they're the go-betweens. They're the shluched of us that take our tefillahs and they bring it to the Eibishter. If they don't understand our tefillah, if they don't understand what it is that we're saying, then how are they going to be a shliach? So Rabbi Yehuda said a person should never daven in Aramaic. Rabbi Yochanan said that you daven in Aramaic, the Malachi Hashem don't even understand what you're talking about. They don't understand Aramaic. So Freik the Gemara, Rabbi Lozo would go be Mavaka Chayla, and he would say a tefillah, a very short tefillah. He would say, Hamokim Yitzkotcha L'Sholim. But sometimes he would say it in Aramaic. Rachmana Yitkarinach L'Sholim. Freik the Gemara, how do you say it in Aramaic? You're davening for a Chayla in Aramaic, Malachi Hashem don't understand it. And the Gemara says an unbelievable answer. Says the Gemara Shani Chayla. Chayla is different, the Shechina Imoy. Because when a person davens in the presence of a Chayla, he doesn't need the Malachi Asharis to hear the Tefillah and then translate it and bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not necessary. Because the Shechina is there, b'chvoydoy v'atzmoy. Omer Rav Anin, Omer Rav. Minayin sheShechina Soides HaChayla. How do you know that the Shechina is in the presence of the Chayla? Shenemar. Because the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoy. Hashem is there supporting. Hashem is Yisodenu al Eres Devoy, the bed of someone that's not well. The point is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is there, the Shechina is there. Ta'ina mihachi to Bryce Nichols, the Vakas Achoyla, Leishav Leagabi Mita. If a person goes from a Vaka Achoyla, he shouldn't sit on a bed. Valeya Gabi Kise, shouldn't sit on a chair. Ela Misate, Vyosha Lefonov. He should put on a talis and he should sit in front of the Choyla and he should be there. Be'ema, Be'yira, Be'resis, Ubezeya. Why? Because the Shechina is on top of the Choyla. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoy. Amar Rav, Amar Rav. How do you know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of the Chaylo Shenemar? Again, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Devoy, exhale. So a few ha'oras related to this last part of the daf, and that is, if someone's Mevaka Chaylo on Shabbos, it was Machloikis Bishami Bishil, Bika Chaylo on Shabbos, is it okay or is it not okay? Bishami said it's not okay. Bishil said it is okay. Stating that, the Gemara said, Bekoishi Hitiru. It was something that Chazal did begrudgingly. But at the end of the day, it's mutter. You're allowed to be mevaka chayla on Shabbos. But at the same time, you don't say tilim for a chayla on Shabbos. You don't say refa'enu in Shmai Nesrei on Shabbos. if someone then goes to the chayla, what should he do? And the Gemara brought a whole bunch of different neschayis of exactly what you should say. The Gemara brought a brisa that said you should say Shabbos he midlizoy kurefuah kreva lovoy. Rabbi Meir said Shabbos itself is yichayla hishatirachim. Rabbi Yehuda said hamokim yirachim alecha val chayli Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi said hamokim yirachim alecha besoy chayli Yisrael. Shevno ishi Yerushalayim, he would say shalim when he walked in, and when he left he would say Shabbos he midlizoy kurefuah kreva lovoy. Verachmav merubim v'shifsu b'shalim. The bottom line is, these are the different opinions that the Gemara mentions. Now, this is all brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down in Hilchos Shabbos and Erech Chaim, Simin Reish Pei Zayin, Sifkaton Aleph, Yecholim Linachem Avelim B'Shabbos. It's okay to be Menachem Avel on Shabbos, V'chein Yecholim Levakir Asachol. However, if someone's Mevakir Chol on Shabbos, V'lo Yoyma Lei Kederach Shoyma Lei B'Chol. You shouldn't say it, B'derach Shoyma Lei B'Chol. Elo Oyma Lei Shabbos Himi Lizoik, U'refuah Kroi V'lovoi, V'rachmav Merubim, V'shifsu B'Shalim. Shevna's nusach. That's what the Gemara brings. Stating that, if you says the Ramavi, Yeshoimim, the ain't tzarech loyma v'rachmav merubim v'chem nayakim. The seifa, the last part of that, you don't have to say. Meaning, Shabbisi milizayk urefura kreva lavai. That was the first part. V'rachmav merubim v'shifsu b'shalim. Some take out the second half. In other words, the bottom line in Shulchan Aruch is that if a person is allowed to be mevakeh chayla on Shabbos, if you're mevakeh chayla, so you don't daven for the chayla in the conventional way, what then? Yeah, Shabbos himi lizayk urefura kroi v'lovay. There's a well-known tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Shelos Yaivitz. It's in Simen Samach Dalet. Rabbi Yaakov Emden was very bothered about the Misha Beirachs that they make in shul. He said, Misha Beirach, he doesn't say which Misha Beirach he's referring to, but presumably for the Chayla, but regardless, certainly the other Misha Beirach that are made. And he said he doesn't understand. We don't daven on Shabbos. Shabbos himi lizak urefuah kreva lavai. So that disclaimer is thrown into the Misha Beirach. But he said, I don't understand. We don't say Rifayenu on Shabbos. We were mavatul that. We took that out of the Shmai Nesrei. Said mehecha tesi to go ahead and say a Misha Beirach. And he has a whole arichos. And at the very end, he says that v'achshav noyagin laharach b'misha beirachs ulefamim misakven ad chatzois. Sometimes they make so many arsafes, right? Davening can go up until chatzois. Elboin hamanhigin hu. Iayashi cheli avatline. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who kiyadu and some of his tshuva spoke very, very sharp. And this is a sharp tshuva that he wrote about the misha beirach, because at the end of the day, it's not ois kahalten in halacha. In halacha, you see, there's a whole shulchan aruch. It's Eruchayim Simen Reish Pei Zayin, exactly what you're supposed to do. So he says, how did the misha beirachs? I mean, of course, you want to daven for the chayil, but you don't say refa'enu. So the teretz is, that's not what we do. So if that's not what we do, so it shouldn't be okay. The emes is that if you think about it for a minute, we don't daven for a chayil on Shabbos. What's the pshat? I mean, at the end of the day, the Chayla Yisrael, and that, what do we care more about than the Chayla Yisrael? So it comes Shabbos, Rabbi Yaakov Emden wrote the Sharfa Tshuva, he was so bothered by it. What's the pshat? Why don't we daven for a Chayla on Shabbos? So the Marsha right here in this Gemara says a Dover Niflam. Pasha pshat is because of Tzar. At the end of the day, you have to be Vikarosel, a Shabbos Oynig. But I think it's missing a little bit of beer. But if you take a look at the Marsha, Rav Meir was one of the opinions that the Gemara mentioned. And what did Rav Meir say? Yecholah hisha terachim. The Shabbos itself can have rachmanis. I mean that the Shabbos itself can have rachmanis. Rav Meir said that you're telling the Chol, we don't have to daven for you today. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have to daven for the Chayla. But on Shabbos, we have a special Shmira. On Shabbos, we have Shabbos. Shabbos will do whatever our tefillahs can do today. The Shabbos itself can have Rachmanis. Says the Marsha, that even though Rav Meir seems to be the only one of the Tanam, the only one of the opinions mentioned in the Gemara that said Mefurish, that the idea of not davening the conventional way for a Chayla on Shabbos is related to the fact that the Shabbos itself could protect, really all the Tanam held that way. It's a long Marsha right here, one Marsha, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis and Chiddush HaGadol. And that's what the Marsha says. He says that all the Tanam felt the same thing. They were all of the same opinion. They all started this sugya with the same premise. And that is Shabbos in and of itself protects Jews. And it protects the Chayla Yisrael. I mean that it protects the Chayla Yisrael. It's not necessary, says the Marsha, to go ahead and start davening for the Chayla. The question was what the Nusach was. The question was, Shabbos himi lizayk urefuah kreva lavai. Or like Rav Meir said it more explicitly, Yecholah hisha terachim. But it's all coming from the same place as the Marsha. And that is that Shabbos in and of itself has an ability to protect. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says, V'amar Rabbi Yitzchak, kol shana she'ein toiken lo betchilasa. Any year that there's no tkiya shofar at the beginning of the year, marian lo besofar. There's going to be a tkiya shofar at the end of the year. We know that whenever there was a tzara in Klal Yisrael, anytime there was a tzara that called Tzara Shloi Tavoi, that affected a large percentage of Jews. So there was a whole seder of tainiyos that the Chachamim impose. It's discussed in Gemara's and Masechtas Tainis. The Rambam brings it right in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis. The Rambam says it's a chi of deiraisa to blow chatzoitzers and shoifers in the event that there's a tzara, but not just that, to do tshuva and to have a yoim tainis. In fact, the Ramban's shita is that tefillah is not deiraisa. We spoke about this in Masechtas Brachas. Machlok is Rambam Ramban. Is tefillah deiraisa or is tefillah omidrop? Rambam's shita is the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah and it's Sefer HaMitzvahs that Tefillah is Deiraisa. Ramban argues, says it's not Deiraisa. But the Ramban, in his commentary to the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, says that even though I hold Tefillah is not Deiraisa, that means Hadam and Shachrit Mincha Meiruv on an ordinary Tuesday is not Deiraisa. He says, but if Klal Yisrael ever finds itself in an Eitz Tzara, Tefillah of course is Mideiraisa. So there was an idea that whenever there was an Eitz Tzara, there was Tefillahs and Tainiyos, Tefillah Deiraisa, even according to the Ramban. But one of the things they did was they used to blow Shoifres and Chatzoitzres. It's Pesukim in the Torah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Taikon La B'Tchilasa, any year that they don't blow Shofar B'Tchilasa, Rosh Hashanah, Shana is the beginning of the year, that's when there's a mitzvah to blow Shofar, Maria and La B'Shofar. There's going to be Shofres, there's going to be Chatzoitzres, Rachmanu L'Tzlan at the end of the year. My time, and what's the reason? The Lo Yi'arviv Satan. Because when we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we do the Tkiyas the Me'umid and the Tkiyas the Me'yushev. And one of the things that we do is we're trying to confuse the Satan. Rosh Hashanah is a Yemadin. Rosh Hashanah is when everything is determined and decreed. And the Satan is out and he's lobbying and he's prosecuting and he's trying to make sure that Klal Yisrael Rachman al-Son, things don't play out the right way. So part of the strategy is to confuse the Satan. We confuse the Satan through Tkiyah Shofar. But if there's no Tkiyah Shofar in the beginning of the year, the Satan wasn't confused. If he wasn't confused, Lo Yi'arviv Satan, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Shana Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilasa Maria Lo B'Sofar. Says Tosfos, a very, very small Tosfos. Rosh Hashanah Tez Zayin Amid Beis. Mefarish B'Hilchas Gedoilis, that this that Rabbi Yitzchak said, that when Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shoif, and we don't blow. It says that Kol Shana Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilasa Maria Lo B'Sofar. This is Lav de Mikla B'Shabbat. It's not talking about a year that Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Ella this Yalad Unza, meaning when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow Shoifer. Why not? We just spoke about this. Gzeir Hashem Yavirenu Dalad Amos B'Shusar Rabin. Said the Bahag, you could have had a Havamina. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak was referring to. He was referring to a year that Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, they didn't blow Shofar. If they don't blow Shofar, Maria Lo B'Sofar. It's not what he means. It's not what he's referring to. You know what he's referring to? He's referring to this Yalad Unsa. For whatever reason, even in Oinus, there was no Shofar. If there was no Shofar, however, because it was Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyah is B'Shabbos, in that case, you don't have to worry about it. And all the Achreinim Asra, Meir Simcha, and everybody's bothered with this Tosfos. At first glance, the Bahag is Tzorech Iyun Gadol. Why? Because what's the reason why Kol Shana Shein Toikin Lo B'Tchilas Maria Lo B'Sofar? Because the Lo Yi'arviv Satan. There's a strategy that we have and we're able to implement with Tkiyah Shofar that you can't use when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So what difference does it make what the reason is we didn't blow Shofar on Shabbos? Mali, if the reason we didn't blow Shofar on Shabbos is because there was this oinus, the oinus was we didn't have a Shofar, or because the oinus was that it's Shabbos, and there was nothing that we were able to do. At the end of the day, Lo Yi'arviv Satan. If Lo Yi'arviv Satan, then Luchura, Maria and Lo B'Sofar. So at first glance, the Bahag is Tzorech Iyun Gadol. And say the Achroinim, May Simcha others, they all say the same Machshavah in their own Nusach. And that is Vaistos. That when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, and the Yidden understand how important, how critical Tkiyah Shofar is, and they don't blow Shofar on Shabbos. You know why? Shema Yavirenu Dalar Abbas B'Shus HaRavim. He said that in and of itself, the fact that they're willing to forego the schus, the Yarviv Satan of Tkiyah Shofar, because of Kedushas HaShabbos, ain't l'cha schus gedoyla mizu. And you know why it's not a problem? Because it's true, lo Yarviv Satan. And it's true, we don't have the conventional strategy that we have built into our system every year, Rosh Hashanah. But we have a different schus. We have the schus of Shabbos. Where do you have the schus of Shabbos? The schus of Shabbos that we're not blowing Shofar. Because, like Ben Azai said, you're going to jump four Amos in Rosh Hussarabim, Reb Kidei Gizkash, and Rosh Hashanah, Chavtez Amadves. If we're willing to give everything up for that, that's the greatest schus in the world. You know what schus we have? The schus of Shabbos. It's Yodua that the Aruch Laner said, that he did some research. He went back and he did some historical research and he discovered an unbelievable observation. And that is that some of the best years that the Yidden have ever had in Jewish history were years where it was Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyah, B'Shabbos. And he said some of the worst years that the Yidden ever had in Jewish history were years that was Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyah, Beshabbos. And he said he was wondering, what's the pshat? This can't be a coincidence. That Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyah, Beshabbos played such a role. There was this disproportionate connection and correlation between unusually good years and unusually bad years and Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyah, Beshabbos. He said, you know what he thinks it is? Because Chazal said, Kol Shana Shein Toikon Lo B'Tchilas Amariyon Lo B'Soifa. And when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't have Kiyah Shofar. And if we don't have Kiyah Shofar, it's Lo Yarvav Satan. So what happens? What happens is we have the S'chus Abath in Shabbos, like all the Achroinim say. This fact that we were willing to forego Tkiyah Shofar and Yarvav Satan for Gzeir Hashem Yavir Reino Dal Rams B'Shus HaRabim. So he said, Al Chaner, you know how this plays out in Shemayim. He said, the way it plays out is Shabbos comes in on a year like this, and Shabbos is in and of itself. The Shabbos is this Sanegar of Klal Yisrael. But he said, but what happened when Shabbos comes and stands in front of the Kisei Yaakov? The Ebishter looks at Shabbos and he says, V'kittoy Shabbos. If the Shabbos is a Shabbos that the Yidden kept properly, then the Yidden have the schus of Shabbos. They have the schus of the fact they didn't blow shofar and Rosh Hashanah Shchalias b'Shabbos Shem Yavirenu Dalaram B'Shus HaRabim. And they have the schus of all the Shabbosos, of maybe learning Masechta Shabbos. They have the schus of Shabbos. That's the schus of Shabbos. But he said, the years that the Yidden didn't keep Shabbos properly, you know what happened? Not only did they not have the Lo Yarviv Satan, but when the Shabbos walked in front of the Kisei HaKavod, it was Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. What happened was the Shabbos was actually Moisif, and it ended up being even worse. So says the Aruch Laner that I think the years that were the best of times, Rosh Hashanah Shchilas B'Shabbos, those were years that the Yidden kept Shabbos. The years that were the worst of times, those were years that the Yidden didn't keep Shabbos. Either way, you have an idea. You have an idea that Rosh Hashanah, Shechaliyos B'Shabbos can play a role in terms of literally the fate of the Jewish people. How so? Because we're not blowing shofar because it's Shabbos. Abavu has like cooked on Shabbos. And I thought it's a tzushtal to this Gemara. The idea that a choyler rachmana litzlan. So we say, Shabbos himi lizayk, refua krei velavoy, yechoyle hisha terachim, amoki mirachim alecha val choyle Yisrael. But says the Mashal, it's all related to what? What's the schus? What? Why don't we daven for a choyle on Shabbos? Because on Shabbos we have the schus of Shabbos. But the schus of Shabbos is a schus that we have if we keep Shabbos properly. And perhaps if a person keeps Shabbos properly, then he has the shmir of Shabbos. We don't have to daven. We don't need anything. Shabbos himilizak urufur krayvalav. You don't need. It's krayvalavoy. You don't have to daven on Shabbos because Shabbos you have the Shabbos himilizak. It's interesting. It's interesting that this year, not this year now, but this coming year is going to be a year of Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos. But regardless, this is the idea. A Rosh Hashanah Shchalias B'Shabbos said the Aruch Laner is a year that it's more and more critical that the Yid keep Shabbos. But that's the first Ara. We're just going to end with one more Ara. We're going to top this. And that is just one final Ara. There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah. There's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah. Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph. It's a well-known Memra from Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says, "Amar Rav Tanya, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Boy Urei Kama Chaviv in Yisrael Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Take a look at how Chaviv Yidden are by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalachol Makim Shegalu Shchina Imam. Whenever the Yidden went to Galus, the Shchina was always with them. Galu LeMitzrayim, the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, Shchina Imam. Shenema VeChulu. Galu LeBavel, the Yidden went to Bavel, Shchina Imam. Shenema LeManchem Shulachti Bavel. Said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, VeAv Pishen Asidim LeGal Shchina Imam. By the way, when the Yidden are taken out of Gaul, the Shekhinah is going to come back with them as well. Shenema v'shav Hashem alikecha shvuscha. V'heishav loy nemar. Doesn't say Hashem is going to return us from Galus. El v'shav. Hashem himself is going to return from Galus. What is that coming to teach us? Melamed. Sha'akadosh Baruch Hu shav imoyem mibein ha-Golius mibavol. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is going to return from Bavol. So said Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, when the Yid is in Galus, the Shekhinah is in Galus with us. Not just that. V'af k'she nasidim ligoel. When we come out of Golus, the Golus that we're in now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to come out of us, come out of Golus with us. How do I know that? A whole shtickle tire. It says Veshav, it should have said Veheshiv. Oh, must be the Eibush is going to come out of Golus. And the Rashba, in his Chedushi HaGadol, says, he says, Sarachin Gadol, I don't understand. You need a pasuk to tell me that the Eibush is going to come out of Golus with us? It's a chiddush that Hashem's in Golus. We're in Golus. Eibush is not in Golus. So it's a chiddush that the Eibush is in Golus with us. When we're out of Golus, of course Hashem's going to come out of Golus with us. When is Hashem with us? When we're not in Golus. So Frank the Rashba, he says he doesn't understand Pashim Shana in the Gemara. Vishav loynema el veheshev, a whole drasha to tell me that when the Yidin come out of Golus, the Shechina is going to come out of Golus with us. Of course the Shechina is going to come out of Golus with us. Al rishonim anu mitzdarim, pun intended. when we're in Galus and the Shechina is with us in Galus. Of course, when we come out of Galus. And the Rashi, because of this, says a doichik pshan in the Gemara. He's madchik the Gemara. But the Maral in a Sefer Netzach Yisrael Perek Yud says a pshat. And he says a pshat based on the Gemara that we just learned now. The Gemara says that when a person comes to be Mavakar Choyva, he's allowed to daven in Aramaic. Ordinarily, you have to daven in Lashon Kodesh. But when you're in the presence of a Choyva, you can daven in Aramaic. Why? I thought the Malachi Asharis don't understand Aramaic. How's your tefillah going to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The reason is, says the Gemara, because the Shechina is with the Chayla. And being that the Shechina is with the Chayla, it's okay. The Eibush does it. Eibush understands Aramaic. Says the Gemara, I mean, Shechina, and I didn't know the Shechina is there. The Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu, Aleris Tavoy. By the way, Rashi and Chumash and Parshas Vayichi brings it from a different Pasuk. When Yosef walked into Yaakov, said, Yaakov, bow down, Al Reish Amito, Chazal learned from here that the Shechina is Al Reish Amito. But the point is that the Shechina is together with the Chayla. Being that the Shechina is together with the Chayla, says the Gemara, you could daven in Aramaic. The Gemara said another halacha. A person has to be careful when he's in the presence of a Chayla. Lo Yeshev al Gabi Mito, he should be Mesalif Betalisoi. That's the way people used to be Mevaka Chayla once upon a time. Because there was an understanding that the Shechina, is in the presence of the Chayla. Says the Maral, you see from this Gemara, a Dover Nifla. There's a special connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with a Yid when he's in an Eis Tzara. When a person's a Chayla, he develops a Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This unbelievable Kesher, a Kesher that a regular person can't have. So much so, the Shechina's L'mayla Mir HaShoysav, and it dictates Halacha how you need to conduct yourself when you're in the presence of a Chayla. So says the Maral, the Yisoid of it is that when a person is down, and a person is Sebrochen, and when a person is in Eis Tzara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechazik him, and Hashem is Dibber, he has a special connection, a special kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's the yisoid of the Gemara. That's the yisoid of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's memory, Megillah Daf Chav Tesem and Aleph. That when the Yidden went to Galus Mitzrayim, the Shechina was with them. The Yidden went to Galus Mitzrayim, they were in concentration camps. It was Shechina Imam. Golu Bavel, Shechina Imam. Golu Auschwitz, Shechina Imam. That's the point. The point is that whenever the Yidden are in an Eis Tzara Hila Yaakov, there's a special connection that they have with the Eibush. Says Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, you would think that maybe that connection that the Chayla has with the Eibishter, that connection that Klal Yisrael had with the Eibishter when we were in Galus and we were in Tzabrach and Amatziv, we would lose when we come out of Galus. That special relationship that the Shechina's L'mayla Mer HaShoysov, said Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, no. And how do you know that even when Klal Yisrael is going to have the Geula, they're not going to lose that connection. They're going to still have it. Talmud Loimah V'shav HaShem Alekech HaShvuscha V'heshev Loinemar Ela V'shav. It's coming to teach us HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shav Imoim that the Meir B'Yameinu, when we're Zoicha to the Refuas and the Yeshuas and to the Geula, that special Kesha that every single Yid has, especially a Yid that's going through a situation, a Tzabrachana situation, the Eibishter is going to be with him after he has his Refuah, that's Kroiv Olavai.